We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Our friends at Shake Shack have come out with a new creation, Evan. It is the Buffalo Chicken Sandwich. Let me just make sure I got one of those right here. Yep. All right, here you go. There you go.
Anything else?
No. Buffalo Chicken Sandwich.
No. Anything else?
Anything else what?
How'd those sandwiches show up?
With Grubhub.
And who paid for it?
I have no idea.
Here. I did.
Okay, well, here.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
That's all I want.
I didn't take one yet.
I just wanted to thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm a simple man.
I mean, you didn't do much. You gave somebody your credit card.
Yeah.
what do you want? You're a hero.
I bought the...
You're a conquering hero back from war.
I bought everybody lunch.
Send me your Vestal Virgins. The conquering hero is here. He bought a chicken sandwich.
I didn't see you make any effort to
that
pay for it.
That being said, today is the first day that this sandwich exists. We've got a nice... let me see. I'll just tell you right now if it's any good.
Let me show you. Is it good?
Oh, yeah.
It is?
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to eat, though. Eating on the air is your thing. I don't want to copy you, so I'm going to wait.
Mm-hmm. Well, I give it a 7.8.
Why?
Ranch, not blue cheese.
Oh, well, that's easily changeable. No, why didn't you tell the guys, hey?
Because they didn't offer it.
Oh, they didn't offer it.
They make a point of saying they use ranch, not blue cheese.
Oh, okay.
Now, we also got in here, they have another specialty item. Also just in time. No. You didn't get the other ones?
I didn't see it.
You didn't
on
get
there.
The hot honey?
I didn't see it on there because you could only get this through the app for the next 3 days. I didn't see the hot honey. So maybe on the 28th.
So you did not get the hot honey?
No.
Hot honey's been available for a week now, but you decided not to order that. All right, no worries. All good. So thank you, Evan. And thank you, Shake Shack.
That's all I wanted.
Just in time for the big game.
That's it. You're welcome.
You know, because you're not allowed to say Super Bowl in any of your marketing.
Well, you're not allowed to say it in marketing, but you're allowed to say, I'm going to watch the Super Bowl in a few weeks.
Yes, but you can't use the Super Bowl in your marketing.
I get you, but we weren't marketing anything. It's not like this was sent to us. Again, we paid for it.
Yeah, I know. So let me just tell you that.
So you can say, I'm going to order it, buy it, and eat it at the Super Bowl or while you're watching the Super Bowl.
I took another bite.
What is it?
Yeah, it's a 7.8.
Okay.
All day.
I'll let you know during the break.
Sorry. I want it to be better, too.
Well, 7.8's not bad. It's not terrible.
It's not great.
That's like a C+. For some of us, a C+ was good in school.
Plus, I don't love the spice they used on the chicken. A little disappointing, to be honest with you. If you guys want to finish this, you're welcome to. Here's Chris and Summit.
You already bit it.
What happened?
You already bit it.
So you take a knife.
No.
You cut off where I bit and you eat the rest.
Yuck.
What do you got, Chris?
Hey, what's up, guys? I have one team in the NFL that I think Aaron Rodgers will secure his legacy. And just hear me out. I'm going to hang up and listen to what you guys have to say.
His legacy beyond Green Bay, where he's played for 20 years, guys.
Well, his legacy of actually winning as opposed to what it's been the last decade.
And it makes sense. So the 49ers, he goes to the Niners. They can trade Garoppolo, probably get a second or third round pick for him. He goes to the Niners. They hold Trey Lance for another 3 years, and they just win. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I mean, first off, San Francisco right now is still eligible to win a Super Bowl this year. So they're not worrying about trading their starting quarterback for Aaron Rodgers. Number two, I don't think that trade would ever take place in a million years. And you do have to come down to this reality. Evan hinted at it at the start of your call. Aaron Rodgers' legacy, beyond obviously being a Hall of Famer and thought of as one of the great quarterbacks to ever play the game with one of the great arms we've ever seen, his legacy is playoff choking.
Yeah. It's coming up small and big spots. And even though Dan Marino never won a Super Bowl and Aaron Rodgers did, he is kind of like our era's Dan Marino. No one can question the greatness of Marino or the greatness of Rodgers when it comes to the regular season. But winning hasn't been there.
And I'll do you one better on that.
It's not a trade. It's not a free agent.
No, it's not a free agent. And I'll do you one better on that, okay? Look at the quarterbacks that have beaten him.
Yeah.
It ain't like a Mount Rushmore of the greatest quarterbacks who have ever played in the game. It's not. Jimmy Garoppolo's beaten him twice.
Yeah, Russell Wilson's beaten him. Eli Manning's beating him. I mean, he's had some good quarterbacks beat him, too.
Some good.
Look, his legacy right now is all-time great Hall of Fame quarterback who comes up small in a big spot.
Yeah.
Now, in terms of what his power is, because our last caller referred to him as being a free agent, my understanding of his deal with Green Bay is that they would work together to find a landing spot for Aaron Rodgers if he wants out. I'm sure the Packer perspective is going to be, we want you in the AFC. Our perspective is we want you away from us. And I'm sure Aaron Rodgers has an eye on a few AFC teams, whether it's the Steelers, whether it's the Broncos, where the Packer organization would probably say, okay, we'll move you there. Moving him to San Francisco, even though it makes sense in terms of he's from that area, the Niners passed on him, we don't know what Trey Lance is, they don't believe in Jimmy Garoppolo, I don't think that works for the Packers. As a wise man once said, that doesn't work for me, brother.
That does not work. That must have been some kind of a wrestling thing or something. I don't know, Hulk Hogan or something.
Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, but here's the deal. The only way he's not playing in Green Bay, and Green Bay now holds all the keys because it has to be a trade.
Right.
He's under contract.
Right. He's not a free agent, but wasn't the understanding last year when they finally came to an agreement that they'll work with him if he wants to find a new place to play?
Yeah, that was part of the deal got him to come back because he's a prima donna. Is that, all right, I'll come back and play, okay.
Right.
But you have to make me a promise that if I want to leave after this year, that you'll work with me to make it happen. Go F yourself. That's what I say to you. Because you have the ball in your hands with a couple minutes to play at home against the San Francisco 49ers, and you went 3-and-out. And you didn't throw a single touchdown pass in the game. And frankly, you panicked a little bit. You choked a little bit in that game. Yeah. So you know what? Go F yourself.
Yeah, but none of that.
That's what I say to you.
Everything you said is right, but it doesn't change the agreement.
I'm so sick and tired of Aaron Rodgers. Well, I may not want to play for you. Why? Because we haven't built a great team around you? Oh, I thought that we did. Oh, we haven't paid you? I know that we have. Wah! I want to go somewhere else. Why? You're just going to choke in another city.
Probably.
Because here's the reality. You're not Patrick Mahomes. Sorry, not sorry. You're not. So all this notion of, let's walk now on eggshells around Aaron Rodgers. Let's kiss his ass so he wants to come back. Here's what I tell him. You're under contract. And, you know, I'm putting my foot down. If you don't want to play football ever again, I respect that. Retire. I'm not trading you.
But they made a deal with him. Didn't they make a deal?
Go F your deal.
So you're getting...
And by the way, he made a deal to us that if he had that game against San Francisco in our building, he'd win it.
Yeah, he did say that.
Yeah, he didn't.
He did not. By the way, Devontae Adams is a free agent, too. He's an actual free agent.
They're going to tag him.
Okay. Their salary cap situation isn't ideal.
No, but Devontae Adams is going to get tagged. It's going to piss him off.
Of course
he's going to
piss
out.
Right. He's going to be pissed off, too.
Like, Green Bay seems like such an idyllic place to play. The fan base is great. There's nothing else going on there but what you guys do. The cost of living is nothing. The ownership group, which we recognize is different than most teams, has been fantastic. They've put great talent around you, and all they've done is support you. Wah! It's not good enough. And have you repaid them? By choking. I don't care about the vax stuff. I really don't. Everyone's getting taught to make their own decision on how you live your life, and I think he was probably unfairly, criticized for the way he handled it. Whatever. Fine. Okay. I'm just talking football. Like, if I'm a quarterback in that franchise, Why would I want to play anywhere else?
Well, his issues with the front office. So it's not about the city. It's not about the fans. It's not necessarily even about some of his teammates. It's an issue he had with that front office. And the point is this. Well, I agree with most of what you said. He and the Packers agreed that during this offseason, they can reevaluate and work together on finding him a new locale if he wants to leave.
Yeah.
So,
well, I go back
all
on that.
Maybe he can't go back.
Yeah, I went.
That's
I just
not
did.
How you do business.
Yeah, no. He held me hostage last year.
Players talk, agents talk. You can't run a business that way.
Yeah, you can. Except that you can. You know why? Because he held me hostage last year, and I don't forget that. And as you know, as an American, nobody holds me hostage. That's right, Aaron Rodgers. I think, listen, every player of that magnitude, Brady included, that loses a playoff game, they deserve the right to take some time. I'm not saying I need an answer today. I don't believe that's fair or accurate because of the emotional devastation of losing. So I respect the fact that all these guys need to take a breath, need to go away for a week or two, you know, kind of hunker down with their family or their friends, whatever the case may be. I know Aaron's not married with kids and all that stuff. Just get away. I get that. And I respect that. But you're not holding me hostage again. And I will work with you only so long as it benefits
me.
Well,
that's what I said to you before, that they're not going to trade him inside the conference. Like, a part of working with someone and having it be mutually beneficial is to say, all right, Aaron, we'll work with you. The Pittsburgh Steelers don't offend us. They're in another conference.
Yeah.
And if they give us the compensation that we deserve, we'll move you. That's why the idea of San Francisco, for a lot of reasons, doesn't work.
It's not happening. I agree. It's got to be AFC. It should be AFC.
Well, remember Brett Favre when the Green Bay Packers traded him? The one thing they said is, we're not sending you to the Vikings. We're not sending you to the Vikings. So they sent him to an inoffensive, and they were right, limp football team like our New York Jets.
8-3. Out of the gate.
How'd they finish, dude?
8-3. Then the shoulder went bad.
I don't give a crap what their record. Oh, so tonight, if the Nets are up by 10 after three quarters, you'll say, well, they were up by 10. If they lose the game, they lose the game.
Now, you can't bring the Nets into this. I'm sorry, sir.
No, okay.
The Knicks.
Such a bad
announcement. All right, there you go.
You can't bring
the Knicks had a
7-point lead in the third quarter. They won.
No,
they didn't. They lost.
They were 8-3 until they got hurt.
Okay, the Yankees won the World Series in 2001 until the bottom of the ninth.
No.
It doesn't work that way, Craig.
He was 8-3, and then he got hurt. Don't besmirch the reputation of my guy.
And how'd they finish?
They did not finish well.
Okay, so enough. And then Favre got his win. He went to Minnesota, and he was great until the Saints kicked his ass in the NFC Championship game. Ooh, bounties. So here's the point. I don't remember the point. What was the point, Craig?
The point is we ain't kissing Aaron Rodgers' ass. And the other point is, if you're a Giant fan, don't even call with this radio station and say, I think the Giants should trade for Aaron Rodgers. Yeah, okay. I think Santa Claus should lose weight. Sorry, ain't going to happen.
But should they trade for Sean Payton?
The Giants?
Yeah.
No, again. You guys, it's just fantasy world.
No, but
you
it's
people
a fair question.
It's it's not a fair question.
Why is it not?
Because Sean Payton doesn't want to come here.
I think it's very unlikely.
Why would
Sean
you go from a situation that's better than this to this? You wouldn't.
Well, the Saints situation's not ideal.
Better than this one.
Is it? Who's their quarterback in New Orleans this year?
Taysom Hill.
Yeah, who's not a quarterback?
Jameis Winston. I don't know.
Exactly.
But he did a better job there than we had here.
All right, in a fictitious.
He's going to Dallas. Let's leave that alone.
I already agree with you. Yeah. But if he wanted to come here, would you trade for him? Just like Aaron Rodgers wouldn't want to come here.
No, I would not.
Okay.
Sorry.
That's my question.
I would not. I wouldn't. And even though I respect, you know, that he's a guy that might make Daniel Jones, assuming he's still here, better than what we've seen, because I do respect that from a coaching standpoint. Nah, I try these days, Evan, to live my life in reality. Now, I don't always come away with it. I try, though.
Right.
I try not to live in this strange fantasy land where, for example, I don't know, I'm the newbie lifeguard at the original Baywatch Beach. You know, would it be great? Yeah. It would be fantastic. But I know that fantasy is just a fantasy.
It's not a fantasy.
So I don't think about it.
But Sean Payton, he was not a fantasy because all I asked you was, let's say he did want to come here because of his history. He was an OC here. He loves the Maras. Whatever. Would you trade for him? And you said no. So obviously it's not a fantasy. You don't even want him.
I don't want him, and I don't want you people to start thinking about it because it's a waste of your mental capacity.
Hey, guys. What do you think?
Tomorrow on a very special Tiki and Tierney.
Hey, you want Sean Payton? Teak, you want Sean Payton? Teak, Sean Payton, and a point guard. We need a point guard
a point
and
guard.
Sean Payton. Teak.
Is that your imitation?
I've never tried to do an imitation, but I don't know. That's how it came out.
I got you.
Sean Payton. Oh, come on, man. What are you guys smoking dope? Not that I'm against that. I'm just saying it sounds like you've been smoking some high-grade OG Kush. Sean Payton.
I was merely asking you a very friendly question, which was, if he wanted to come here, would you trade for him?
I would say no. Okay, I would not.
Then you answered the question. Great.
Matter of fact, the only, and this wouldn't work for obvious reasons, but if a guy was in a similar position where there was a coach I coveted that I'd be willing to trade for, I don't think it's the guy that exists today.
Oh, now you're nuts. Craig,
Belichick.
Craig, no, come on. If Andy Reid, for some bizarre reason.
What? Nah.
Mike Tomlin?
Nah.
Why?
Nah.
Why?
No. I wouldn't, because I just wouldn't.
Even Sean Payton, like, I understand a Giant fan saying I would trade for him. Like, coaching matters in the NFL, dude.
No, I acknowledge that. I'm not saying it doesn't.
So then if you agree that coaching matters and it's so difficult to find the right head coach, we've seen
players
struggles.
Matter more than coaches.
In the NFL,
yes.
Coaching matters.
I'm not saying it doesn't. I'm putting a caveat on it. Coaches matter here. Players matter.
Boop. Craig raised his hand a little bit over coaching.
I mean, to a certain extent, yeah, but I don't know if I fully agree with you. Like, I think coaching in the NFL specifically, we're sticking it to this sport.
Yes.
I think we've seen it that great coaching can overcome deficiencies in talent.
Yes, in specific spots, maybe I wouldn't disagree with you. Overall, no. Sorry.
I don't know.
Players,
man.
I mean, coaches?
I don't know.
Watch this?
Yeah.
Players.
I don't know.
Players
like,
are always more like important than coaches.
I kind of disagree. Now I'm fully disagreeing.
Okay.
If the argument
that
is
was a quick evolution from kind of to fully.
Because I'm trying to think of specific players.
Yeah.
Franchise quarterback, I'd agree with you. Like, if you're telling me, would you rather have Patrick Mahomes or Andy Reid?
No brainer.
I'm with you.
Yes.
But if you're telling me right now, you'll give me, and I can't go extreme to extreme, but like a good roster with a bad head coach and a mediocre roster with a great head coach.
Yeah.
I'm taking the mediocre roster with a great head coach.
Because it's still going to be a mediocre team.
Because here's the other thing, Craig.
You're not winning nothing.
It's easier to fix a mediocre roster than to find a great head coach. How many great head coaches are there?
Top of my head, half a dozen.
Okay, maybe.
Maybe.
And how it's easier to build a solid roster year in and year out than it is to find a good head coach. Look at the Giants search. Look at the Jets search for the last million years.
It doesn't seem like it's that easy. We've gone, 10 years. They've gone 5 years. They've gone 8 years.
Because of coaching, dude. Because coaching's played a big part of it.
I don't know.
Yes.
I don't know.
I disagree in the idea
regardless, to get back to the original conversation, just be happy with your interviews. Brian Daboll, Brian Flores, okay.
What do you mean, just be happy?
You ain't getting Sean Payton, well, so don't even call in with that.
But, Craig, it's not about will we get Sean Payton or will they get Sean Payton. It's about would you trade if the opportunity arose for a Super Bowl-winning head coach, whether it's Sean Payton or it's Mike Tomlin or it's Andy Reid. Yes!
I wouldn't. I mean, that's just me.
You wouldn't trade.
I would not.
Well, hold on a second.
First-round draft pick, I ain't trading that for
so
Sean
Payton.
So let's
go back to, want to go to Payton. The Parcells trade? The Jets gave up two number ones, a four, and a seven for Bill Parcells.
And we didn't go to a single Super Bowl.
I'm not talking
about
what.
So I guess that
didn't
work out.
That's because Parcells couldn't wait to leave. He was here for five minutes before he left.
Bang. Unsuccessful.
If you look back at
just out of curiosity, I don't know the answer.
Go ahead.
How many times has a team in the NFL traded for a coach?
John Gruden from Oakland to Tampa. That seemed to work out pretty well. They won the Super Bowl. Bill Parcells from the Patriots to the Jets.
Okay.
Bill Belichick was technically the trade.
No, that's not a trade.
The Jets got compensation.
But that was not a trade.
They got something
back. He resigned. That was not a trade.
Did
the NFL was like, we feel bad for you. Here's a pick.
All right, fair enough. I'll give you that. Right. Mike Holmgren from Green Bay to Seattle.
Failure.
They got to the Super Bowl.
Lost.
What are you talking about?
Lost. By the way,
they should have won.
They should have won. The NFL screwed him. That is true. I can't argue that because the NFL gave the Pittsburgh Steelers a Super Bowl because they felt bad for the bus.
That's why it pays to pay attention to what Craig says. Because sometimes you can use those things against you.
It's hard for me to argue that one.
Herm Edwards, the Jets traded to the Chiefs.
Yeah. You know.
Whatever. Is there anything else?
What did we get back for Herm Edwards?
Fourth round pick.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. So Parcells is the holy grail.
The Jets traded two ones, a two, a four.
Come on.
Oh, yeah.
We gave them four picks for that clown?
Yes.
Ugh. Ugh.
You forgot that?
I don't remember giving four picks for that.
And some of the picks they gave up were,
hey, Ray Lucas, go win us the game. What?
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 I think it was only one number. I think it was one number one. Can I stand corrected.
Could you imagine if that happened today in that same spot?
Oh, we'd be crushing them.
Right? Could you imagine if one of the head coaches, whether it was Joe Judge formerly and or Robert Saleh now, or pick any coach you want, not named Bill Parcells, said, big game. Gotta win this game. Hey, tell Lucas to put a...
Dude, Joe killed that for years. Like, that night.
To.
Well, he was the only one,
and
though.
And then there was what was there? There were two plays. Was it also like a
Leon
sneak?
Johnson.
Oh, is that what it was?
Against the Lions, 1997. Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. Ugh. We let that guy walks on water for all you people.
Well, because he did
not
help.
For us Jet
he
fans.
Did help turn the organization around.
I mean, I will give you.
And they got to an AFC Championship game with arguably the best team in my lifetime. In fact, it's not arguably. The 1998 New York Jets was the best Jet team of my lifetime.
It was. I wouldn't argue.
Okay, so that's what Bill Parcells did. Now, they gave up a lot. And to your point, we haven't seen a coach trade in a long time. But I'd actually say that most of these trades I just mentioned to you worked. John Gruden won a Super Bowl in his first year with Tampa.
What did they give up to get him?
They gave up a 2 1s and a 4.
Wow, 3 picks, but they got a trophy for it, so I guess it's by definition.
So I'll ask you again.
Yeah.
Would you trade for a great head coach?
I really wouldn't. I wouldn't. I'm against the concept of it. I'd rather have players. I win with players. I don't win without players.
Who did the Giants use a first-round draft pick on last year? Kadarius Toney.
Kadarius
I'm going to help
Toney.
You out.
Yeah.
The year before that, Andrew Thomas.
Yeah.
A few years before that, they used the first-round pick on Eli Apple. They used the first-round pick on Prince Amukamara. You wouldn't give that up for a great head coach?
Well, the fact that Dave Gettleman's a lousy GM is not my fault.
I went before Dave. I went to Dave. Saquon Barkley, would you give him up for a great head coach?
Would I give up Saquon Barkley for a great head coach?
Hey, would you give up Daniel Jones for a great head coach? First-round pick. Would you give up DeAndre Baker for a great head coach?
Yes.
Oh.
Only him, though.
Here's the point. Go through every Giant and Jet draft pick in the first round over the last few years and ask yourself a question. Would you give it up for a great head coach?
I still wouldn't.
Craig.
I need players.
Craig.
The fact that I've been incompetent in making, you make a great argument. And I want to give you credit for the argument. That is as good an argument that can be made in favor of making the trade.
Thank you.
But that, all that does to me is, you know, solidify the incompetence that these franchises have had in making their selections. Because if I change the rules a little bit, which I'm not allowed to do, but if I said, oh, by the way, they happen to already have a great GM in place, then it goes back in my favor for sure.
I don't know if that's true.
So
if I took Clyde Edwards-Helaire, would you have given that up to secure Andy Reid?
No.
Yes, you would have.
I wouldn't.
Now, I get it. Edwards-Helaire was already there. My point is, would you give up a first-round pick to acquire a great head coach?
Never, ever, ever.
Nah,
I would not.
Nah, you're dead wrong.
I'm sorry.
A great head coach.
I understand
not
what you're saying.
Not
you're going
about.
The creme de la creme.
Yeah.
It's the three or four guys that are clearly Hall of Fame
you
caliber coaches.
Give up. You wouldn't give up right now, tomorrow.
Who?
One of your, if you're the Giants.
Please don't say Denzel Mims.
What are your first?
Oh, okay. Because then I'm in a bad spot. I acknowledge that would put me in. If you said, would you trade Denzel Mims for Andy Reid? I'm in a bad spot,
okay.
Boy.
You know what? I'll do that, except better. Would you trade Mekhi Becton for Mike Tomlin?
No.
Craig?
I wouldn't.
Would you? I'm going to ask you again because I respect you and I don't want you to. I don't want you to do this.
No. I'm all in. I've made the commitment. I've dug in my heels.
You would trade Mekhi Becton for Mike Tomlin?
Nah, wouldn't. Sorry. And I recognize how silly that sounds as I'm saying it. But I got to be firm on my belief. I don't trade picks for coaches. I don't. Sorry. And yet, I want to applaud you because you made a winning argument there. But I'm still sticking to my guns. I wouldn't do it.
All right.
Can't do it.
Okay.
And I respect the hell out of Mike Tomlin and Andy Reid and obviously Bill Belichick. And, you know, Parcells was successful, obviously. Across the board, but no.
I mean, basically, all of these coaches that were traded had some levels of success.
Well, Parcells took two franchises to a Super Bowl and a third to a championship game. Mike Tomlin's been to multiple Super Bowls. I get it. Andy Reid, Super Bowl appearances with two different teams, one win. I think he's been in more championship games than any coach not named Belichick, actually.
Coaching
right?
matters.
Yeah, I'm not saying it doesn't.
Coaching really
but players
matters.
Matter more.
No.
Players matter more.
On different levels, obviously. I mean, if you have the worst roster in the NFL.
Right, doesn't matter who you are.
Right.
Right, like Phil Jackson wasn't going to win games without
That's a
Jordan.
Different, no. Don't mix sports together,
That's
Craig.
That's an obvious one.
Don't do that one.
But it's an easy one.
Yeah, but you can't do that.
No, you're right. You can't do it. I'm not going to do it.
It's a different world.
I
like
wanted to do it for a half hour. I'm not going to do it.
Okay.
I'm not going to do it.
Good.
And by the way, Sean Payton is owed $45 million, apparently, on his contract. And he's willing to walk away from that. Now, here's the deal on that, just real quick. If Sean Payton takes a job in broadcasting, he's allowed to do that. No harm, no foul. And the Saints can't stop that. The only thing the Saints can stop is if he wants to be a head coach somewhere.
Right.
That they can kibosh. Or, you know, ask for something, as we've been talking about, something in return. But you know, they own him right now to the tune of $45 million.
I think it would be the same as you coming in tomorrow saying, I don't want to do radio anymore.
Yeah,
the
you station, heard me earlier?
I did hear you. The station can't stop you from taking a different job as a lawyer. They can't stop you.
Correct.
You want to be a lawyer or a lawyer.
There's nothing they can do about
but
it.
But they can stop you from taking another radio job.
Yes, they can.
Because you're under contract.
That is correct. They can. I can go home and never work again. All good.
Right.
But I can't go to a radio station. That is correct.
So is that a fair comparison?
I can do other things, though.
Of course.
I want to make that clear. They don't own all my rights. Right. They only own some of my rights. Radio. That's right.
I got you.
Well, I think it's the way it's written in radio contracts nowadays, because there's other forms of broadcasting, it's audio.
Yeah, spoken word.
Spoken, well, audio. Audio.
Audio.
That's a very big thing. In other words, like if someone offered me $5 million a year to host, I don't know, Call Me Mommy, you know, I couldn't do that.
Right.
But I've thought about it. Yeah, there should be a guy version of that show. No?
I'd listen right? to it.
Yeah, like, listen, you used to do something like that when you did Maxim Radio.
That's true.
That was more of like a heavier guy.
Yeah, it was like a guy talk
oriented
kind of thing.
Type
yeah.
thing, right?
Yep, that was fun.
Yeah, was it fun?
Yeah, I had a good time.
Who was the lead dog on that show? Do you remember the guy's name?
The lead dog.
Was it like a main guy, like host?
Or
was
it the show I did?
You worked at Maxim Radio?
Oh, yeah. No, I did the show and I had a partner.
Oh, I
got by the name of Brian O'Leary. Good.
Oh,
dude.
You mean it was Maxim Radio all day?
Oh yeah, it was a channel.
Oh, I
it was
thought
a station.
It was just like a Maxim show.
No. It was a bunch of different shows, but we did nights.
Did they have like hot models running around there all the time?
Once in a while, we would bring a Maxim model on and talk to them. I once sang to Alicia Keys. You know about that story?
I do not know that story.
Yeah, I was at the Super Bowl, and I sang. I think I was drunk. I sang on the air, "Build Me a Buttercup" to Alicia Keys, and she introduced us to a young unknown singer. And I couldn't get over his name because I thought it was the coolest
Hold on.
Name.
She introduced you guys.
Yeah, on the air.
Because at this point, she's Alicia Keys.
She's Alicia Keys.
She's got full on and she's a rock star.
Yes.
And she says, I want to introduce you to a talent you've not heard of yet.
Yes.
But he's going to be a superstar.
100%. And I couldn't get over his name because I remember saying on the air, your name is why you're going to be famous.
Neo.
That is awesome. No.
Not Neo?
Not Neo.
Huh. R&B?
I think so.
You don't even know.
I think so.
It wasn't like Kid Rock or something,
no,
right?
No, come on.
All right, who is it?
John Legend.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right. There you go.
Yeah.
John Legend did become a superstar.
That's right. She was right. But I
married Tegan, and that's that.
That's right. I did sing "Build Me a Buttercup" to Alicia Keys. I don't
you
know
never
why.
Never call, baby, like you said you will.
You got the audio.
But
how about
I love
that?
You still. I need you. I need you more than anyone, darling. You know that I have from the start.
Yeah.
Build me up.
When did she
buttercup
stop you?
Buttercup, don't break my
Alicia
heart.
Keys let me sing the entire song. She was smiling, sort of crying and laughing. It was a weird combination, yeah.
There you go.
Great time.
I wonder where she discovered John Legend, because you know he was enrolled at the University of Pennsylvania. Very smart dude.
What year did he graduate? I'm trying to put
UP?
The years together, yeah.
Oh, I'd have to look it up. I don't
know. Because I know the exact moment I met her,
I
want to see time frame-wise how much it
Yeah, he
would
was
make
at the
sense.
University of Pennsylvania. He's a smart dude. Yeah, but I don't know when he graduated. I could certainly Google it or Wikipedia it like everybody else.
Yeah.
Let's see real quick if you want to know.
He's 43 years old, so.
He got his BA from the University of Pennsylvania. But when was he born? He was born in 78, so he was probably there in 99.
Yeah, I met her in January of 05. It was the Jacksonville Super Bowl.
Oh, you went to the Eagles
Patriots
Super Bowl.
And by the way,
were you on the boat?
I was not on the boat.
So real quick, for people that don't know, Jacksonville doesn't have enough hotel rooms to accommodate a Super Bowl crowd. So they brought all these ocean liners in, you know, that normally take you on cruises. And they had like four or five of them docked in Jacksonville. And you came down, you couldn't get a hotel room.
Right.
So you stayed in a small little dingy room on one of the boats. Now, the Monday morning, after the Eagles have played the New England Patriots in the Super Bowl, at 6 a.m., they start blaring a horn. Get up and get out. Because they had to clean the boats that sent them off the shore, on cruises and whatnot.
Yeah.
So one of the boats was all Eagle fans.
Imagine Eagle fans
who are drunk and up to 5 o'clock in the morning, and the horn's going. Get up! Not good scene.
No.
Not a good scene.
I ended up staying like 45 minutes outside of Jacksonville for the reasons that you gave. Like,
really?
That's where Sirius put us up. It put us up 45 minutes away. And Jacksonville is a you-know-what hole.
Yeah.
It's not nice.
All right.
No, it's not all
it's not
right.
Super Bowl
it
worthy.
Sucks. No.
No, it's a dump.
It's a dump. It's a giant dump.
It's a black mark on the great state of Florida.
Frankly. I would agree with that.
Yeah. 877-337-6666. If you thought you had a bad weekend, wait till I tell you about the owners of the Bills. It gets worse. Cardin Roberts on the Fan.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's Cardin and Roberts on the Fan, WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
Anyway, everyone here is very disappointed with the chicken sandwich. So that's the way it goes. You try, you take your shot. You take your shot. That's all you can do is take your shot.
Why are you shaming me on Twitter?
Why? In what way am I shaming you on Twitter?
You put on Twitter that I'm a pig who didn't clean up after myself at your office.
You know, I love spending extra time with you before the show, and you sit in my massage chair. And you had a nice ice cream sandwich while we were hanging out. And as I'm leaving my office, I see the wrapper for your ice cream sandwich is on my chair.
Yeah.
Like, I don't work for you.
I made a mistake. I left it there. That's, you don't have to shame me.
I didn't really shame you. I just pointed it out.
Yeah, I saw.
I copied you on it.
I know.
That's why you saw it.
And then I even retweeted it. I don't know why I did that.
That's all right. Listen, there's a blue a cleaning glove in the hallway that 40 people have walked past now 5 times each, and nobody's picked it up.
Have you picked it up?
Well, but I didn't pick it up for a reason.
What's your reason?
I have a I said to another coworker here, I go, do you think that blue glove will be there at the end of our show?
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, what do you mean? I said, well, I was going to pick it up, but now it dawns on me. I'm going to do a little test of the people I work with. Will anybody pick that glove up and throw it out? So I don't know if it's still there now.
No, it's definitely still there.
But Tom's going to go check
it's
right
funny.
Now.
It's funny. That's the same reason I left the ice cream wrapper there. I assume that you never clean up after yourself at home, and your poor wife probably picks up crap after you. So I want to do an experiment and see, would you clean up after me? She cleans up after you. It's very sweet that she does that. Would you be sweet and clean up after me?
Well,
clearly the answer is no.
I'm going to go throw it out because it's in my office. But I just wanted you to know that I did see it.
Oh, okay.
Like, it wasn't like, you left it and you thought someone else was going to toss it. And that huckleberry's me, apparently. So, Giant fans, I know you're all excited. You all think, a lot of you think at least, is the blue glove still on the floor? It's not. Someone got to go.
Wow.
Good. We don't work with total animals. That's great.
I'm stunned by that.
So here's what I'm getting a lot right now on Twitter. There is a group of Giant fans right now that think that there's a reason behind the, or that there's a timing element
mm-hmm.
to why Sean Payton told the Saints today that he's no longer going to coach the Saints. He's going to retire.
Right.
Okay. So one train of thought, which I do not subscribe to, but I want to put it out there just for full, objective reporting, is that Sean Payton knows the Giants are close to hiring a coach. He wanted to make them know that he's available.
Okay.
That might be the single dumbest take I've heard in a very, very long time. Not the case. It's more likely, if he coaches next year, in my opinion, I believe yours as well, that he goes to Dallas. That being said, the timing of today, it seems like he had his end-of-year meeting with his bosses, including the owner of the team. That's a pretty good time to tell somebody.
You're close. So here's what happened. It was reported over the weekend, Ian Rappaport said, the Saints don't know what Sean Payton wants to do.
Right.
And he's not answering calls because he's on vacation. And so what I think happened is Saints season ends, and he goes away.
Which is everyone's right to do, and 100%. I actually encourage it. Right.
So I think that's exactly what happened. He went away with his family, had a lot of time to think about it, thought about his quarterback situation, thought about his roster, thought about all the success he's had in New Orleans, and to a degree, a lot of failures. Sean Payton and Drew Brees kind of had an Aaron Rodgers thing going on for a while.
I agree.
They won their Super Bowl relatively early in their tenure. Thank God for that. And then they had a lot of brutal postseason losses. A lot of bad postseason losses.
I mean, if there was a year when you could have said they are a lock to go to the Super Bowl, it's the year of the Minneapolis Miracle.
I mean, that's up there as one of those brutal losses. Sure.
The Diggs touchdown when the Saints' safety comes in and blindly puts his head down and tackles the air.
Right.
And Diggs goes whatever yards, bang. You know, and they steal the victory. That was the year I think we all would have said the Saints, whether or not they win it, who knows. But the New Orleans Saints are going to the Super Bowl.
Well, how about,
don't you think?
How about them getting hosed by the non-PI call?
Yes.
I mean, wouldn't that one be number one?
I don't know if it'd be number one.
Oh, it is, because they should have been in the Super Bowl. They should have been there. And there were more failures than that.
Well, that
call.
Was also a championship game, right?
Yeah, they were in the Super Bowl. Okay. It was Saints Patriots. It was a done deal. And look,
that's true.
I'm not saying they win that game. I have no idea if they win that game, but going to two Super Bowls, it's pretty impressive.
Changes things a little bit.
Changes things. So
it puts you in a different air amongst NFL greatness,
so
right?
I think in 18, after winning 13 games, losing that game, the way it happened, everything about that
is up there. Was that back-to-back years, or was that 2 out of 3 years?
17, 18, 19.
No, I'm talking about
the loss in the playoffs.
The Diggs walk, the Minneapolis Miracle, and the non-PI call, back-to-back.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like,
that is a tough pill to swallow. Like, you have every right to feel like you should have been in three Super Bowls.
But that's kind of the point. Like, they've had some awful, brutal, you got to be kidding me, losses. That was the year before the Diggs play. And then the following year, they're in the NFC Championship game, and they lose. And look, for the record, that call, as bad as it was, because it guarantees they win the NFC Championship, they also, and this is very common, didn't they win the coin toss in overtime? Didn't they get the ball first? Can you correct me on that? Oh, did they? Think they did. What happened?
Right.
What happened? I thought when you win the coin toss in overtime in the postseason, you always win. That's what I've been told over the last 2 days.
Well, apparently not. Apparently not.
Well, let me fact check myself on that. I want to make sure that they did win
now,
the toss.
Now, here's the real question for you.
Yes.
Do you think the Giants...
They did win the toss, and they basically went out very quickly. No, Breeze threw a pick. That's what happened. Then the Rams got it, kicked the field goal. Good night. See you later.
See you later.
How
okay.
brutal is that, Craig?
Yeah, that's terrible. I don't feel bad for them at all.
All right. Go ahead. Sorry.
Here's the question. Do you think the Giants reached out?
They should.
I didn't ask that.
Yes.
We all agree. Why wouldn't you?
They're
going to
pick up
the phone.
Here's what I'll say.
You think the New York Giants call Sean Payton's agent or Sean directly and say, just got to make the call.
Yep.
Respect that you might want to retire.
Yes.
Is there the possibility that you would consider coaching and we could work out a deal?
Because this news broke recently, and I think it's still fresh. I think the Saints are having a press conference today. He's meeting his staff today. I think they make the phone call in the next 2 days. I don't think they've made it yet, but they're going to make it, as they should.
And is there an early guess on who goes there to be the head coach?
New Orleans? They probably should promote Dennis Allen, who's done a fine job as DC, and I think he's been, like, teams like him. Like, I think he's interviewing for head coaching jobs, but outside of that, I have no idea. I don't know where else they would go.
So now there's 8 jobs available, right?
Yeah, I guess that's what we're up to.
Crazy. And that one came out of the blue. Nobody saw that one coming. Ari's in West Orange. Ari, how you doing, buddy?
Good. How are you guys?
Doing
Thanks
great.
For taking the call.
Of course,
to again.
Sir. You got it.
Oh, yeah. Very entertaining, Craig. You know, with some of the visuals you were just giving in the previous segment and, you know, a little music there by Evans. A really entertaining show, guys.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, so just with the Giants searching coach, and I agree, getting Sean Payton is probably very unrealistic. You know, big Giant fans, you guys know. But first and foremost here, guys, the Giants need a coach. They haven't had a coach since the early days of Tom Coughlin. It's been an absolute disaster. They need somebody to go in there with instant credibility, with instant respect, and they need a winner. You know, Brian Dable, he might very well be one being a good coach, but we don't know that. I know you guys were talking about that yesterday. He's always been his offensive coordinator, and he's just not the kind of guy the Giants need right now. So
it's a bit of a blanket statement. I get what you're saying, but
right.
You know, you have a choice. You know, there's two guys who were head coaches with different levels of success that you're interviewing. Dan Quinn, one, who did go to a Super Bowl, and obviously the terrible second half and the loss. And there's Brian Flores, who over 3 years in Miami, seems like he did a reasonably good job, but obviously nothing
much to
show for.
But here's what you
got
to ask yourself, all right? Let's say Sean Payton says, I'm open to it. Let's say the Saints say, okay, let's talk shop. What are you willing to give up? Because all these other coaching candidates, you give up nothing. You hire them, you hope they're the right guy. You're going to have to give up a lot.
Evan, I heard your conversation, and I'm going to be honest, I'm totally fine giving up one of those number one picks. I'm 100% fine with that. Sean Payton, to me, hits a home run on every level. I know it's a
problem.
You're going to have to.
The problem, though, that based on what Evan read to us earlier, historically speaking, it's going to be a lot more than just one pick. How many are you willing to give up?
But here's the question.
You're not giving up your whole draft for him.
Here's a question. I don't know the answer to it. I'd love to have a great answer to explain this. All those trades I mentioned are 2 decades ago. They're a long time ago.
Right.
The last coach trade I can recall, and correct me if there's something I'm missing, was Herm to Kansas City. That was 20 years ago.
And that was
not
a fourth round pick.
Right. So, but it's not even about the compensation. The idea of coaches being traded, it hasn't happened in a long time.
Fair enough. But again,
why?
You ain't getting them for one pick.
Well,
you're not.
But you're not giving them both number ones.
I agree.
So would you be willing to give up one of your number ones and a future four?
Well, I've already made my place in this is you know, settled. I don't give up anything for him. I don't trade for him.
What if it's only a fourth round pick? Would you give that up?
No, I don't. I don't trade players
for coaches. Craig.
Yes.
Now you're wrapping yourself up in an argument that makes no sense.
What's that?
You wouldn't give up a fourth round pick for Sean Payton?
I don't want to.
What are we doing?
I made my place in the sand.
Craig.
I don't want all these new possibilities here to get you to change my mind.
A fifth round pick.
Seventh.
Seven. So a 7, yeah, but a 6, no.
Yeah, I'll give you a 7th, because in the 6th round, I might get Tom Brady.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'd rather have Tom Brady than Sean Payton.
You may draft Evan McPherson. Maybe that's worth
it. Listen, here's the real question. The real question is, forget about where he goes. If you had to, you know, write this down in your little journal over there and stand by it, is Sean Payton coaching next season, yes or no?
No.
You say no to that.
I say no. I think he coaches the Cowboys next year. I think McCarthy now gets brought back for a year. He's on the hottest of hot seats.
they lose brutally in the postseason because that's what they do, and Sean Payton takes the job a year from now. That's
now,
my
the
prediction.
Real question is, would the Saints still have rights to him?
Yes, because he signed through 2024.
Right. So you still got to make a trade to get him.
Yes, that's not going to change.
Right. But they don't have to pay him if he gets another gig, I guess.
So right? here's
I don't know how that works. His contract would lay that out, but
I'm not
I don't
sure
know.
How that works, but here's how I know this works. You have to approach Sean Payton first because you can't trade for a guy who doesn't want to be there. It's not like an NFL trade or a baseball trade where you're just traded, too bad. So you have to approach Sean. If Sean Payton says, yeah, I'm not really retiring. I do want to coach. I like the job. Then you got to negotiate a contract with him, and you got to work out a compensation deal with the other franchise.
Yeah, the contract's the easiest part. The compensation's the hardest part. That's how I see it because it's just money.
Well, and also, if you're the Saints.
And they got plenty of money, so it's not about the money.
But I wonder about leverage. If you're the Saints, you could simply say, there is no negotiation. Two number ones, otherwise he's retired, we don't care.
Right.
Yeah. Or do you say, look, let's just get something for him?
No, the Saints are in the driver's seat in that regard. That's for sure. Right? And listen, I just don't think, how old is Sean Payton? 60?
58.
All right, so 58-year-old guys don't walk away from $45 million. I just don't believe that happens. I don't.
I think he's burnt out, though.
Yeah, I get that.
That's the answer.
So here's what you do for the next 3 months. Disappear. You know, actually, you introduce yourself to your kids, right? Whatever. Just go disappear, unwind.
I get that.
That's all.
But he's going to coach again.
I believe
just
so,
not right away. I would be mildly surprised if he right away jumps back into this.
Now, the other question is, do the prospective head coaches that the Giants are interviewing, now that the Saints job is opening up, how do they view the Saints job?
It's terrible.
You think so? Worse than the Giants?
Well,
I wouldn't say so.
Here's the thing about the Saints, and maybe I'm dead wrong for saying this. I got a friend who's a Saint fan, so he'll probably be offended. Outside of the Sean Payton, Drew Brees era, they have mostly been a joke of a franchise.
Yes.
A joke. Now, I give Sean Payton credit. Drew Brees retires. Somehow they won 9 games this year. I have no idea how they did it. Like, it's still New Orleans, no offense to the city. It's still a franchise whose real glorious history is basically the Peyton Breeze era. I don't know if there's a lot of, for being the Saints. You know what I mean? Like, I think the Giant job has more kind of glory to it. The Bear job. Yeah.
I don't know. The Giants have been so beaten down and so bad for so long.
What the hell are the New Orleans Saints? What are they?
I don't know.
What's that franchise?
They're 5 wins better than the Giants were. That's got to count for something.
I get it under a really good, soon-to-be Hall of Fame head coach.
Yeah.
They had great success with a Hall of Fame quarterback. That's when everything turned. Like, how many times were the Saints in the playoffs prior to Drew Brees?
Oh,
3 or 4 times?
Yeah.
3 or 4 times in their history? How many playoff games did they win prior to the Drew Brees era? I'd say 1 would be my guess. That's their history.
Right. Well, for some reason, it feels like a better job than the Giant job. Maybe that's because of Sean Payton. I got to acknowledge that.
It's because of what Sean Payton and Drew Brees turned them into.
By the way, the numbers came out. Saturday night's Niners-Packers game on Fox, TV's most watched Saturday show in 28 years. 37 million viewers.
Wow.
Think about that. The single most watched thing on television, any network, in 28 years.
Hmm.
So that goes back to 94, right?
So that means no presidential debate match that? No,
that's correct.
No coverage of an election match that?
Well, I mean, Saturday night, they don't do debates, really, do they?
Oh, Saturday night. Yeah. My bad.
Yeah.
You're right. I was thinking more of everything, but Saturday.
No, it's only Saturday night.
And Saturday night's not a great TV night. Like, when you think of Saturday night TV, what do you think of? Saturday Night Live? Hasn't been funny in 25 years.
Yeah, no. It's the single most watched television program in 28 years.
Wow.
How about that?
That is crazy.
Now, here's the question for you. What was the last one?
The last.
Like, what did it beat? In other words, 28 years ago, what show did more than 37 million viewers?
28 years ago. What year is that, Craig?
I think it's 94.
94. So we can't do a World Series because there was no World Series in 94. Take note, Manfred. Don't let it happen again. Was SNL funny in 1994?
Probably not.
But even so,
SNL's never done 40 million viewers.
No, that might have been funny. That's like the Chris Farley, Adam Sandler.
But it wouldn't
Sandler.
Have done 40 million viewers.
No, I understand.
What's the highest rated
just
SNL episode? You don't think it ever got that high?
No, never.
Highest
not
rated
even close.
SNL episode. I'm curious.
Not even close.
Huh.
the overall the division round of the playoffs, the four games on average did 38.2 million viewers.
Wow.
How about that?
That is crazy.
Yeah. 38.2 is the highest divisional round ever for an average. But here's the question.
Yeah, what did it beat?
What didn't it beat?
What didn't it beat?
Yeah. So there's one show 28 years ago that had more than 39 million viewers. On a Saturday night.
Saturday night's main event. That's my answer. Nah, 1994 sucked in wrestling. Nah, I'm out. It's not
now, if you told me Sunday, I would have picked the Super Bowl because there used to be Super Bowls in January.
Yeah.
But I'm talking about Saturday.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
I'm Googling it.
No, you're not Googling it.
I'm actually joking. I was Googling the highest rated Saturday Night Live episode just out of curiosity.
There's no way SNL was getting 40 million.
So it's not SNL?
No shot. No. Nope.
I got the answer. The highest rated SNL episode was on March. It was in March of 2006.
March of 2006. Hold on, don't tell me.
Yeah.
How many did it get?
It got a 7.8.
Yeah, whatever. That's
I don't know what that means.
It's not 40 million.
No, it's not. No. You want to know who the host was?
It had to be, what was the year?
2006.
2000, so it was all about the guest. It was either a huge musical guest or it was someone in the news that you thought was ungettable. Not in 2006.
Yeah. I don't know if that really qualifies. I mean, she's definitely famous. Oop, I gave away a she. She's definitely famous, but I don't know if she would get the highest rate.
Was it Paris Hilton?
It was not Paris Hilton.
Was it someone in that world?
No.
It was not.
It's a respected actress.
A respected actress. Betty White.
It was not Betty White.
Okay. Because she did it a couple times.
I don't know what she's done in a while, this woman.
A respected actress.
She was fine. I have no problem with that.
Does she have an Oscar?
I don't know, man.
You don't know?
I don't know if she has an Oscar. She may.
Comedic actress?
I would actually guess she has an Oscar. She was not, not really.
Jessica Lange.
No.
Meryl Streep.
No. Somebody younger than you.
Younger than me.
Yeah. I would even say she's my age. Maybe a little bit older.
Younger than me, an actress.
Yeah. But we haven't talked about this woman in a while.
Wow. But like, talked about her before. Is she oh my God, hot?
She's very, she's cute.
She's cute, not hot.
Yeah.
She's cute.
I was right
hot.
About the age. She's a couple of years older than me. She has won an Academy Award.
She has an Academy Award.
She went to Harvard.
Oh, yes. Oh, I know the answer.
She was in a Star Wars.
No, I know the answer. God damn it. Excuse me. I apologize.
You're right.
Shoot. Oh, this is going to kill me.
You want the answer?
I can see her right in front of me. Oh, man. Go ahead.
Natalie Portman.
Damn it. Why would Natalie Portman have the most watched SNL?
I have no idea. Maybe it was just a...
It had to be what was going on at the time. I'm trying to think of what was popular.
But that's now, that still doesn't answer our question about the most watched TV show.
And you're saying it was 1994?
Which brings me to one guess. Yeah. I have one guess. Are you ready for it?
1994?
I got it. I think I got it.
Is it sports related?
Yeah. I think I got it.
Oh, if it's sports related.
Can I say it?
Football?
I'm going to say it. Let me say it.
Okay, just say it.
I'm going to say it.
Say it.
Just let me say it.
Say it.
Knicks, Rockets, O.J. Simpson.
No shot.
Yeah.
The NBA never got numbers like that.
O.J. Simpson.
Yeah, O.J. NBA probably topped like 25 million. They never got higher than that.
But O.J. Simpson.
I'm just saying.
Right? White Bronco.
I mean, it's a good guess because it is 1994.
That's 94.
Yeah.
That's got to be it, right?
I don't think it is.
You don't think it is?
I don't think it is. I think the highest rated NBA game was Jordan against the Jazz, wasn't it? 1998? Like his final games?
I have no idea. But that's got to be it because they added something that's not sports to it.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, I don't think that's it.
Can you guys do a little research on this to find out what the hell it is?
Yeah, what is it?
I'd love to know.
By the way, just out of curiosity, I went to 1994.
Yeah.
And they averaged about 11 or 12 million people per game.
For the NBA Finals?
Yeah. And I was right. The highest was 98, Michael's final game. And here's the number. Oh, wow, look. Wow, it is hot. 35.89 million.
So it's still this game is more than that.
It is
so
more than that.
That doesn't count
It's
either.
Not that. And that was Jordan the Jazz. That's like the pinnacle of the NBA. I don't think it ever approached that. Though I will say this. Game 7, Cavs-Warriors came close, and that's recent. That got to $31
million. All right, so that's $5 million less than the Jordan game.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
By the way, there's a big to-do right now with Ticketmaster for the NFC Championship game. They for, I guess, since we figured out who the two opponents were in the game, Ticketmaster was restricting tickets to those people with the Los Angeles zip code.
I love it. They don't want Niner fans showing up.
So apparently there's a huge squabble about it, and they have now taken that restriction away.
Have they?
Yeah.
How about that? I don't think the Rams fully understand or Ticketmaster understands. The way people get tickets these days, when they really want to go to an event, they really want to travel, is through the secondary market. And you can't stop that. I'm telling you right now, if the Nets are in the NBA Finals, there is no restriction that's going to stop me from being in a visiting arena to watch them potentially win a title.
Because you're going to buy a secondary market.
Exactly.
Right.
So if you're a diehard Niner fan and you say, L.A.? Oh, that's fun. I'll drive the 5 hours. I'll go down the coast. This is great. Nothing's going to stop you.
Right.
I'm sorry. Like, Sean McVay saying, please don't buy the tickets, or please, Ram fans, buy the tickets. Look, I'm a great example of it. Tonight, the Nets play the Lakers. It's a red-hot ticket. Red hot. I'm not going because I sold out. You're damn right I did. I sold out because I need to make some freaking money to pay for the rest of the game.
All right.
So here's my point.
Go ahead.
There's going to be a Ram fan who says, I love my team, but I'm going to watch it home. I'm going to sell it. And guess who's going to buy those tickets? A Niner fan.
Yeah, it's going to be fine. There's going to be a lot of fans from both teams there. Here's another guess for the last Saturday night TV show that beat this past Saturday night's football game.
And how much was this Saturday night again? How much?
$39 million, I think it was.
$39 million?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
All right. It's a good guess, by the way. This comes from Twitter, from my man Mike V. You ready?
Yes.
The 94 Winter Olympics, the Saturday night featuring Tonya Harding and Nancy Kerrigan.
Ah.
That might have done it.
That's probably it.
You guys have that confirmation of that in there?
That was it.
The article I read said the 94 Olympics, so...
Had to be that.
Yeah, that's got to be it. My guess, and it wasn't 94, and I wanted to look up how big the number was Braves Twins 91 World Series, because it was a great World Series, and I remembered being like one of the highest rated World Series ever, and I'll never forget that Saturday night. That was the Kirby Puckett game that they won in 11 innings. So I looked it up.
Right.
How many million people do you think watched Game 6, World Series, Twins Braves, Kirby Puckett, it's a game winner, and we'll see you tomorrow night. What do you think the number was?
That watched that game?
Yeah, watched that on a Saturday night.
800,000 people.
You know something?
800,000 shut-ins. They don't watch that.
40 million people.
Is that what it was?
So it beat this game.
Yeah, by a couple hundred thousand.
Shows you how much baseball's fallen.
By the way, SNL ratings real quick. Dave Chappelle had 9.1 million viewers. That's the most since Eddie Murphy hosted and had 10 million.
So what was I looking at with Portman then?
So I don't know where you found Natalie Portman, but you couldn't be more wrong.
My apologies.
Well, I'm getting yelled at for it. I'm not the guy that said it, you jackass.
I looked at it wrong. By the way, for perspective, the World Series recently in 2021 that occurred on a Saturday night was at 13 million. Just to show you where baseball is.
So 27 million people said no thank you.
Compared to what they did.
To the Kirby Puckett game.
It was a different world, man.
Crazy. Cardin Roberts on the fan.
No, one quick thing. I apologize. No. Game 7, Cubs-Indians. Okay? The pinnacle of baseball.
Yes.
The Cubs, the Indians, Game 7, extra innings, 40 million people.
Yeah.
So it can get there.
Right.
It can get there.
It takes a lot, but it can get there.
It can get there, yes.
Because this was just a divisional playoff game. It wasn't even a championship.
It wasn't a team trying to win a World Series for the first time in over 100 years. No.
Your call's coming up here on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.